Thanks for joining us today. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we bring our series called Created to Dream, the six phases God uses to grow your faith to a close. In this series, Pastor Rick helps you recognize and understand the predictable patterns and processes God uses to strengthen your faith and develop your character so you can live the truly extraordinary life He has planned for you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream. This life-changing book will help you discover and live out the amazing dream God has just for you. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called From Dead End to Deliverance.
Number three, face the facts with faith. Romans 4:19 and 20 says this, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief. Think about this. Abraham is 99 years old. Sarah is barren, has never had a child, but God says they're going to have a child. Now, this, friends, is called a medical impossibility. They are beyond childbearing years by many, many years. And yet the Bible says Abraham faced that fact, yet he didn't waver in belief. Faith doesn't deny the facts. Faith is not denying reality. It's not pretending that you don't have a problem. No, no, that's illusions. That's not faith. That's denial. Faith is never denial of reality. Faith is not saying, I'm not in pain when you are in pain. Faith is not saying, I don't hurt when you are hurting enormously. Faith is not saying, I'm happy when you're really grieving inside. That's not faith. That's phoniness. And God never asked you to be a phony or a fake. God says, I want to work in your life according to your faith. That means facing the facts, listen, without being discouraged by them. That's faith. It's not denying the facts. It's facing the facts and saying, yep, it's bad. It's really, really, really bad. Yet I still believe. You say, yep, that's a problem in my life. But I'm not going to be discouraged by it because I know God is greater than the problem. Now, the key to this is to look beyond your circumstances. You look past the circumstances to see God, His purpose, and His plan. The Bible says we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary. In other words, the problem you're going through. But what is unseen, that's God's power and purpose, is eternal. Now, if you look at the world, you're going to be distressed because the world's full of problems. And if you look within, you're going to be depressed because there's a lot of things in your life that need changing. But if you look at Jesus, you're going to be at rest. It all depends on what you have your eyes on. Hebrews 12:2 says, let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and, listen, perfecter of our faith. When you get your eyes on Jesus, instead of the problem, it's going to perfect your faith. So when I'm facing a dead end, I need to remember what God can do, and I need to rely on what God has said, and I need to face the facts, but I face them with faith. Now, there's one other thing Abraham did that you need to do in the dead-end phase. Expect. Expect God to deliver me. Now, I don't know what problems you're going through right now. You may be in a dead end, or maybe you're coming up on one, or maybe you don't even know you're coming up on one. But in the situation that you're in right now, let me just ask you this very frank question. What are you expecting God to do? Maybe you're not expecting God to do anything. Well, God works in your life according to your expectations. Remember the verse we've looked at many times in this series. According to your faith, it will be done to you. So let me ask you again. What are you expecting God to do? The Bible says Abraham never doubted. He praised God for this blessing even before it happened. He was completely sure that God was able to do anything he promised. The ultimate form of faith, do you know what it is? Here it is. The ultimate form of faith is thanking God in advance for what you're asking for. Now follow me on this. If you wait until after, you're praying for God to do something in your life, and you wait until after it's happened, after the prayer has been answered, that you thank God, that's not faith. Thanking God after he's done the miracle is gratitude. Gratitude is for something he's already done. Faith is thanking God in advance. And that's what Abraham did. He praised God for the blessing of a child even before it happened. When you're at a dead end, what you need to do is thank God that the answer is already on its way. You may not see it yet. You may not feel it yet. You may not hear it yet. You may not have the slightest idea where it's coming from, but you thank him that it's already on the way. Paul knew this same principle. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, about a problem he was going through, this happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. And he delivered us, and he will deliver us. And we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. He said, we serve a God who raises the dead. You know what this is? This is phase 6. Finally, we come to deliverance. The purpose of the dead end is to teach us that you don't know God's all you need until God's all you got. And then if you trust him, he'll do a miracle. Why does God let things get out of control in your life? So he can force you to learn to trust him instead of trusting on your own ingenuity and your own cleverness and your own control. He's got a bigger purpose. And what is the promise? The promise is he has delivered us in the past. He will deliver us, and we believe he will continue to deliver us. That's what Paul says. He has, he will, and he'll continue to. When God delivers you, he takes you into the last phase of faith. And when God brings you to the phase of deliverance, the miracle, which is a testimony to the whole world, he uses three different kinds of deliverance. This is very important to understand. First, God uses circumstantial deliverance. What is circumstantial deliverance? That's when he changes the situation. Sometimes God miraculously alters the circumstance, and the Red Sea splits wide open. And that's going to happen many, many times in your life, when at the right time and the right way, God's going to provide at the right time, and he's going to do a miracle through changing the circumstances. But that's just one of the three ways God does deliverance. The second way God does deliverance is through personal deliverance. And instead of changing the circumstances, he changes you. He changes you from the inside out. And all of a sudden, that problem or that person or that circumstance doesn't bug you anymore because you've matured. You get a new dream. You get a new vision. You get a new attitude. You get a new perspective. And God helps you handle a situation which doesn't change, but he changes you and changes your ability to cope with it, and not just cope with it, but overcome it. So there's circumstantial deliverance, and there's personal deliverance, and the ultimate deliverance is heaven. You know, God hasn't promised to remove all of our pain in this world. And God has not promised to solve every one of your problems in the way that you want them to be solved. And God hasn't even promised to keep all of your loved ones alive for the rest of your life. You have family that are going to die. There is pain in the world. This world is broken and imperfect, and that's why we're not meant to live on earth forever. I'm glad we don't have to live in an imperfect place forever. I'm glad that God said you're not designed to stay on earth where there's sin, suffering, sadness, sorrow, and sickness. No, he says there's another kind of deliverance. It's not on earth, it's heaven. And because we're on earth with all this pain and sorrow and suffering, heaven becomes dearer and dearer to us as time goes on. The ultimate deliverance is this. One day, you're going to go to heaven. If you've trusted Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, there is going to be no pain and no sorrow and no suffering and no heartache anymore. Now, the world hopes for the best, but Jesus is your best hope. See the difference? Not hoping for the best, but having Jesus as your best hope. When you think this is not happening, you need to realize there is a word for deliverance in the Bible. It's called salvation. Did you know that salvation is just deliverance? Jesus is our Savior, which means Jesus is our deliverer. And if you're saved, it means you're already delivered. You're delivered for eternity. And the ultimate deliverance, no matter how bad things get here on earth, is going to be an eternity, trillions and trillions and trillions of years in heaven. Now, there's only one way to get to heaven. Jesus said, I'm it. I am the way, not I point the way, not I teach the way, not I'm looking for the way. I am 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 the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. When you're at a dead end, Jesus can take that hopeless situation and turn it into an endless hope. A hopeless end into an endless hope. So let me ask you, you're at a dead end right now. I want to invite you to take that problem, the situation that you're experiencing, plus everything else in your life, everything in your life, and you give it to Christ. Now, he may or may not deliver you in the way you think, but he will deliver you in the way he knows is best if you trust him. Let's pray. Lord, I know there's some people at their dead end right now. They're at the wit's end. And it looks like there's no way out of this situation. It looks hopeless. Help us to remember what God can do. That he can raise the dead and that he can bring something out of nothing. Help us to rely on what God has said. These many, many promises in his word where he's promised to take care of us. Help us to face the facts with faith. Lord, for those of us who've been in denial about a problem, for those of us who've been thinking that there's no way out, help us to be realistic, but to be full of hope, to hope against hope, to hope with faith, as Abraham did. And most of all, help us to expect you to deliver us. You are our Savior, our deliverer. And Father, we don't know how you're going to deliver. It may be a circumstantial deliverance. It may be a personal deliverance. It may be an ultimate deliverance in heaven. But we know that you know what's best for us, and you love us. So we submit ourselves to you. And we pray, just as the disciples did, increase our faith, Lord. Increase our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message or would like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today. But first, if you want to live the extraordinary life God has for you, then you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream, The 6 Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody.
Did you know that God has a dream for your life, and that dream is bigger than anything you could ever possibly dream up yourself or think of on your own? I want to help you discover God's dream for your life, so I've written a new book called Created to Dream, The 6 Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Now, this book will help you identify God's dream for your life and teach you how to navigate the 6 phases that God is going to take you through as you pursue your life dream. It's important to understand this process because otherwise you're going to get discouraged and you might even quit when your dream isn't realized right away. The Bible is full of stories about people whose God-given dreams became a reality, but it didn't happen until they first went through the 6 phases of faith. God uses these delays and difficulties and even dead ends to deepen your faith and teach you how to trust Him. And as you pursue your dream, you're going to start living that full and abundant life that God created you to live. Now, why does God use these 6 phases of faith? Well, it helps you see His presence in your life, and it teaches you how to trust Him in every stage of life. Now, friends, this is the first book I've written in 10 years, and I don't want you to miss out on God's best for your life, or I don't want you to give up on your dream before you reach it. So I'd like to send you a copy of Created to Dream, the 6 phases God uses to grow your faith. When you give a gift today to help us at Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus with people around the world, we appreciate your prayers and your financial support so much. Have I told you lately that I love you? I do. God bless you.
Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's Word to the whole world, we'll send you 2 copies of this life-changing new book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.